And welcome to the special Joe Root Was Innocent edition of the Sunday Extra Sunday Papers. But let's leave cricket and natural justice right there for the moment, for elsewhere news is afoot. The Sunday Telegraph, for example, brings us details of the Bondi Junction hamburger store that advertised its wares with a photoshopped image of a woman's naked backside stuffed with lettuce, tomato, cheese and an all-beef patty. Who could possibly have a problem with that?
The advertisement, which appears in the December edition of small eastern suburbs magazine The Beast, was accompanied by the slogan, "The freshest fun between the buns." The brand itself is quite cheeky. The advertisement is fun. It's meant to raise awareness of the brand. Good Times spokeswoman Laura Brown said, "We wanted to give people a laugh as well."
I think we can all guess where that hamburger shop keeps its head. According to the telly, it's also news of national significance that a King's Cross nightclub has licensing issues.
Strippers driving home drunk, bikie shootouts on the dance floor, security guards assaulting rowdy patrons and staff doing shots at the bar. These are some of the antics at Butterbean Nightspot that have led to the club facing closure after losing a battle with liquor authorities to keep its all-night trading licence.
And presumably next week they'll let us know why on earth we should care. Staying with the crime, punishment, lettuce and hamburgers theme for a moment, this morning's Sun Herald tells the tale of how a random breath test led to the unravelling of a King's Cross drug empire. It's all part of a New South Wales police program that puts the trafficking into traffic offences.
The bust was the result of Catch, Crime and Traffic Connecting on Highways, a program adapted from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police and introduced among more than 800 highway patrol officers across the state starting in 2009.
The Catch successes have been numerous.
This month it resulted in officers pulling over an unregistered Holden Astra at Goulburn and finding a woman with 296 ecstasy tablets. In Punchbowl Highway, patrol officers pulled over a hire car and found a fully loaded Beretta handgun and cocaine hidden in the driver's underpants.
But of course they did. Moving on to the world of entertainment, Sunday Herald Sun columnist Susie O'Brien this morning makes some startling discoveries about the very nature of comedy.
Will Ferrell's Anchorman was a huge hit in Australia and the sequel opens this week. But amid the laughs about TV news, there are grains of truth.
That's sell-on quality insight right there.
Sure, it's funny, but the Anchorman juggernaut is more than that. In fact, it's a surprisingly astute analysis of gender politics and the state of television news.
Really?
I have to admit, I've met a lot of people who remind me of Burgundy, both in newspapers and on TV. In fact, my husband, who works in current affairs, prides himself on his network hair.
We might leave the O'Brien family right there, grappling with styling wands and the bleeding obvious. Mind you, it's a mourning for self-evidence. The Guardian online makes the breathtaking deduction that
experts say Kim Jong-il's purge of his uncle Jang Song-thaek may suggest powerful groups are jockeying for power.
Uh-huh. But back to the ashes, and not the battle unfolding in Perth amid the heat, rancour and dubious decision-making technology of the third test. No, we turn to the Sunday Age for a bittersweet tale involving ashes of another type altogether.
The Melbourne Cricket Ground has become the final resting place for several loyal sports fans whose ashes were secretly scattered when the famous ground was opened to the public last month.
Ground staff found numerous little mounds after the 30,000-strong crowd had cleared, the paper tells us, despite the fact that the spreading of ashes at the MCG is a request routinely denied by authorities, who claim that
not only does ash cause damage to the turf, the bone matter that can be found in the ash is sharp and abrasive, which is a safety concern for staff and athletes.
Direct action seems a fitting response to that kind of human hamburger thinking.